good. Feeds the top of the circle to P.J. Tegeder, right wing. A three ball right there by Carson Toy. So Toy hits the three ball, makes it 22-13.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
That was a great segment. Really enjoyed that, Bob Walsh. Now with John Sally over at Clearview, kind of came full circle, and joined by Kurt Habermill here at the head table. That's good basketball conversation. Love basketball talk. And, boy, we're talking a lot of hoops tonight here at Wolfies. What a turnout by the coaches in Lorain County. Can't thank them enough. Some of them have been waiting very, very patiently, including our next guest, Eric Smith, the head coach of the Shoremen from Avon Lake. Do you kind of listen into what all these guys are saying and try to pick up a tidbit or two, Eric?
You try to listen a little bit as much as you can to see what everybody's doing and try to see how their preseason is going. But
and I would imagine that's true even when you go out and scout games. As much as you're scouting the opposition, you're also going, hey, I like that play. Oh, hey, we don't run that play.
Absolutely. You know, we're all a bunch of thieves. There are no original ideas in what we do. I mean, so if you can steal something that you can use, you take it.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the Shoremen from Avon Lake. What are the expectations, the thoughts of this basketball team as it's about to embark on the year?
You know, my assistant coaches and I were sitting and talking a little bit this morning. And, you know, we're on day 15 of practice, and I'm not sure we've had a bad day of practice yet. And that's pretty good considering, you know, we had a down year last year when 4-19 and things didn't really go well. But we played a lot of young kids last year. We're still going to be young this year, probably starting four juniors and a sophomore. But all of those guys got some varsity experience last year. The great thing about it is this group of kids really like to compete. They like to play hard. And I'm not sure how that's going to translate into wins and losses. But they come every day. They give a great effort. And if they'll do that every day for the remainder of the year, we'll be just fine.
Well, it's like Kurt just said, and Bob was talking about, you play relentless. You just keep getting after it. Good things are going to happen.
You know, I don't want to say I gave in a little bit last year and kind of did some things differently because of personnel that we may have had last year. We're going to get back to playing the way Avon Lake always has played in the 10 years we've been there, kind of try to do some of the things that we did when we were really successful. You know, we always talked about winning ugly and running around like a bunch of gnats and just trying to be as disruptive as we possibly can be. And those are the things that we're going to do. And so right now the kids have really bought into it. We've had a couple of scrimmages where we've had some success, and the kids are starting to see the fruits of their labor, and then hopefully we'll be okay.
Who are some of the young guys that are working hard for you?
You know, and it's a lot of names that you're going to be familiar with, not just from basketball from last year, but from the football field this year. You know, Carson Toy, outstanding year on the football field this year as a wide receiver, will be starting for us. David Marsh, outside linebacker on the football team this year as a junior, will be starting for us. Mark Pappas got some reps at the quarterback position this year for us as a junior. got a nice sophomore in Jordan Ball, who will be starting a point guard for us, who's just as good as they come. I mean, I've coached a few good point guards over the years here at Avon Lake and back at Fairview with Brandon Merway and even, you know, Brendan Schuler back at Fairview days, and he went to BW, and this kid's going to be as good as any of those.
Eric, I want to go back to the comment you made before about flying around like a bunch of gnats and all that, and I like that style of basketball. It's tough as a play-by-play guy, but how do you coach ugly?
How do you coach ugly? You preach getting on the floor after loose balls. You preach not being afraid. Don't back down from everybody, and you compete for your playing time. And playing time for us is going to be determined by how hard you play. And if you come out every day and you bring it, you're going to get a chance. And we try to sell the kids that if we're going to play this style of basketball, you can't play 5, 6, 7 guys. You've got to go 9, 10 deep. Everybody's going to get a chance to play. You know, you sell your starters and the fact that you have to go as hard as you can until you're tired, and then you have to look at me, and then I get you out. And as soon if you tell me that you need one, I'll get you out. And then as soon as you tell me you're ready to go, I'll get you back in. If I have to take you out because you're not playing hard, then I'll decide when you go back in. And kids enjoy that. And it's, you know, we're playing 9, 10 guys, and we're running around you know, kids like to play that way. It's fun. I mean, it's the hard part is you have to give up control a little bit. I mean, there are things that we do offensively. We have principles that we have defensively, but you have to be willing to allow kids to go and try to make a basketball play and not look over their shoulder at me. And if they do something, if they do it aggressively and it doesn't work, then we live with it and we move on and we try to learn from it.
So you want a player to tell you when he wants to come out, is what you're saying.
Exactly. I tell these kids, I want you to go so hard that you can't stay in, and that you understand that if you stay in, you're going to hurt the team. We'll bring the next guy in, and he's going to be your backup. He's not a starter, but he's going to go as hard as he can until it's time for you to go back into the game. And then we're just going to keep rotating guys, and we're just going to run at him. And we told him, you know, pressure is like the ocean. It comes in waves. And eventually, if you get hit by the wave long enough, you are going to get tired. I keep telling the kids, I said, when you go on vacation, you go out to the ocean, and you're in the water for 45 minutes or an hour, and you keep getting hit by the waves. I said, how do you feel when you get out of the water? I said, that's what we want the other team to feel like when they get to the fourth quarter. If I'm the point guard, how do I feel with the fact that for the last 32 minutes, I've had to bring the ball up the floor against relentless pressure? I said, eventually, they're going to wear down and they're going to make a mistake, and it's going to play into our favor.
Who have you scrimmaged, and how have you looked?
Oh, we scrimmaged Normandy in the first weekend, and that was a real good scrimmage for us. You know, Coach Schmatzer and I go way back from the North Olmsted and Fairview days, and they've got everybody back from a team that, you know, was a conference champ last year, and we did very well against them. And then this last weekend, we scrimmaged Euclid and University School, and Euclid's a very, very talented team. Got the one big guy just signed with Ryder on a full ride, and, you know, we held our own. So I'm very optimistic that if, you know, again, I don't know what it's going to do with wins and losses, but, you know, people are going to know that they played us this year.
And not to put a number on it, but I sense that you expect a better year this year than last year.
I do. I think we'll be much improved again with this league the way it is. Who knows what that's going to mean as far as numbers, as far as wins and losses are going to be. I mean, you know, 22 games, 18 conference games. You know, game one, we're out of the chute at Avon. You know, and you know, that's a tough game to begin with. Plus, then you add the Avon Lake factor to it. They just don't like each other. I mean, you know, it's a healthy respect, and you know, who knows? You know, we talked to the guys. Our goals this year were really simple. As both individuals and as a team, we want to be able to say that we got better at something every day we step in the gym, whether it's for a practice, a scrimmage, or a game. And if we can say as individuals and a team that we got better, then we're going to be okay.
You like the new league, though, even though it's a grind, 18. Oh, I mean, Midview, Avon, Ridgeville.
I do. You have to be prepared every week. You can't not come ready to play. If you're not prepared, you're going to get beat. I don't care how good you think you are. There isn't really going to be an off night in this league. Because the one thing I really like about the Southwest Conference, I don't think it gets enough credit, is I think it's a really good coaches league.
Yes.
And that every coach is talented and knows how to get their teams ready to play. They may not be the most talented team in the league, but they're going to be prepared for you, and they're going to run their things extremely well. And if you don't play well, you're going to get beat.
All right, so we got about a minute left. I'll just ask this question. So in your time at Fairview, your time at Avon Lake, whether it's a current coach or one that was in the league before, was there a coaching matchup that you just loved it? Like, man, this is a chess match every time I go against this guy.
You know what? And it's funny, and you're going to say the coaching matchup I probably liked the most, and I don't know if he'll say the same thing, but when Jim Baker was at Avon and I was at Fairview, and then when I went over to Avon Lake, those were really good games. I've got a picture in my basement on the wall that's framed of the year that Ronnie Willoughby was a senior with that really good group of guys.
Yeah,
we had.
Yeah.
And Claude Gray was a senior at Avon. And we had a game at Avon Lake, and it was like a 5-point game. And there was a loose ball at half court, and something happened. And Jim and I ended up like nose to nose yelling at each other.
I remember this.
And I've got a picture of me and Jim nose to nose, and Larry Reardon is standing at about this tall.
Well, he'd be nose to waist then.
Yeah, looking up at us, trying to figure out.
I had to say that.
Figuring out, what am I going to do with this?
I'll get a text.
And, you know.
But just that intensity,
yeah,
that competitiveness.
It was intense, and Jim was one of the I believe in we do what we do. And we have a couple of things, and that's what we do. And Jim was one of those guys that you never knew what you were going to get that night. One night you could get a box in one. The next night it could be a triangle in two. He could have a zone in. He's going to have this press. It didn't make it. Every game was going to be something different, whatever he thought he had to coach his team up.
Right.
And you had to be ready to change on a fly. And that was always a challenge, and I was always appreciated that.
That's cool. That's a great story. And I do remember that. I think I remember the picture, too. It was in the paper.
That was the night that the power went out in the middle of the third quarter. Then we had about a 15-minute delay for the lights to come back on.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I'm like adding to the intensity of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Great to have you here tonight.
Thank
I know you
very much.
Were patient waiting,
no
but always great to have you out, and look forward to seeing you this
It'll
year.
It'll be good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Eric. That's a good story. Eric Smith, head coach of Avon Lake, joining us here at the table. Shoreman getting ready to get it going as far as the 15-16 season is concerned. Always good to talk basketball with Eric Smith. That was a neat story. Quick timeout. Wow, a lot of stories here tonight. More coaches. Well, we're going to just keep rolling along on our Nick Abraham Elyria Ford preview on WEOL and Rob Online
at WEOL.com.